This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Great ball in behind here. First time strike is saved. The rebound is in. Finished off by Seeley Strawn to put Dallas ahead with 3 minutes left.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 of the Fan. Right now, we bring to you Dallas Trinity FC forward, Prosper resident, and person who has accomplished more than you have at the same age. Seeley Strawn, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Absolutely. I'm good, although a little bit humbled after you walked us through. You were a junior in high school, but will be in college next year playing for North Carolina?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay. How does that work, and why are you not in school right now?
Well, with Dallas Trinity, we practice in the morning, so obviously with school, I would not be able to make it to practice and school at the same time, but I do online school, so at any point in any day, I get to do all of my school and get it done right there.
Okay, I gotcha.
Do you, like, is it laptop or you got a PC at home? I have to go sit right there.
No, it is a laptop, so I get to do it coffee shop, anywhere I need.
That's nice. That is a nice thing to be able to go anywhere you want to get your work done.
We have to come here.
Yeah, we have to come in the office and talk into microphones because they won't let us do it from home. Is it more of a challenge to play against professionals than whenever you're playing against your regular club team?
Oh, it definitely is. Just the speed, the physicality, it's all just another level that I have to try and compete with or try and just kind of keep up with myself. But yeah, it's definitely a lot harder.
I was always told that Solar was like kick and run, and that was the plan. Is there more to it than that? And then the strategy at the next level, is it different there?
Well, Solar, actually, we've done a lot better. It used to be kick and run. I did hear that a lot. I've been at Solar for 4 years now, but now we actually really try, Barcelona type soccer, pass, move, all that type of things. But it was definitely used to be kick and run, but we've done better now.
Do you think people understand how cutthroat the world of club soccer can be? Because we used to cover that a lot with the Dallas Texans and Sting and everything like that. I don't think people understand how intense, if you're not in the soccer world, how intense that gets.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's very intense, honestly.
She just called you sir, by the way.
I mean,
point that out.
Look, it's already humbled me, Corey.
I don't think
I've ever
had a guest call
that I have a child that is older than her. Uh-huh. So that has already humbled me when she was like, I do school online. I was like, man, I might need tips for my older son about how all of that works. All right. So how did you end up? Because you are not alone. I think at one point, or maybe still, there was seven people on the team in high school. How did it come to pass that you got on to the team, Dallas Trinity FC, and then they got so many high school players as well?
Yeah, so it was mostly, we had three people from FC Dallas and then four people from Solar. So it was mostly our coaches that helped. I also myself had one of my trainers that I go with, Vigil Soccer. He also really helped me get into this. He knew the general manager of Dallas Trinity. So it was honestly, it was just our coaches. They knew we needed a challenge, or they really wanted us to have another challenge at a different level. But it was just honestly a thank you to Dallas Trinity for allowing us and giving us the opportunity to do it.
Right.
Your whole time that you've grown, when did you start playing soccer?
I technically, my first team was when I was 5.
Okay, 5 years old. Throughout that time, were you always playing above your age, or were you like staying with your age along the way and then you went, oh, I'm better than all these other people?
I was, for the first couple of years, I was with my age, yes. I did play up a lot. I played on a boys team for a year, year and a half maybe. I always did try to play up to try and challenge myself, or I would play on both my age group and the year above me.
Okay. And then when you were playing against the boys, they were frustrated. They were all mad all the time, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they were.
Call me sir, too.
It's okay. You are also old.
Yeah, I am old.
And you have a child that's almost the same age as her. So, yeah. Like, I think you're just going to need to accept that and deal with that. She's playing professional soccer. What were you doing at this age, Corey?
I was
bumming gas to get to the convenience store.
Just trying to.
All right.
Mom, can I borrow $20?
Can you tell us about some of those experiences? Because whether it's U15 or the U19 training camp and just being involved in things like that, where clearly that's a pipeline where you can't help, I would imagine, but dream about Olympics, World Cup, national team stuff and all of that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. The camps that I've been to have been amazing. The coaches are very good at just kind of teaching everybody through it, because obviously the U.S., they have a very different style of play in the way they do it than the way club teams or even a pro team does it. But it was just an amazing experience of how they taught you through it all. They were teaching you basically as like your own teacher, like in school. But by the end of the week or however long your camp is, you know, you have everything down and you have it all you understand every bit of like their style of play and how they move the ball or how they try to just the way they play, basically. But it's amazing. They're just basically they just teach, and it's amazing experience.
Now, you said you're going to be going to North Carolina. Are you disappointed that you couldn't get into a better school like Duke?
Oh, God. You always got to do this for the UNC people.
For them.
Honestly, my opinion, no. I love UNC. They're an amazing school. And
it's the best college soccer program.
You know what? You're probably right about that. That's a good point. Yeah. Does UNC historically have a pretty good track record against Duke in women's soccer?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay. Well. That basketball game last weekend, though.
On your visit, do they roll some of their past players through? Are they like, hey, this is Mia Hamm, and you know how everything's good here?
They don't. I wish they did. Okay. I would go crazy if they did that. But it's to me best school.
That was so. One of the things we've learned. One of our former co-hosts, he went to UNC, won a national championship in basketball there.
No way.
And he says that his favorite thing about going back is that all the veterans, former players, can go back. He said the run is the best because out of nowhere you'll see this superstar Vince Carter, Rasheed Wallace, all these guys showing up. And I wonder if that kind of thing is open. It's open like that. And that'd be really amazing. Like one day you're at practice and all of a sudden.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sudden, there they are, all the stars you've ever seen at UNC practicing with you. I feel like it just helps you get a little bit better.
Yeah, I would go crazy if that happened. Honestly, I have heard stories of how Michael Jordan would just be walking around campus. If that ever happened to me, you know, I would be running over there, getting a picture, all those things.
Would you have to tell yourself, like, calm down, just walk up like a normal person?
Most definitely.
Okay. All right.
Just like all of us. By the way, from the 214, Strawn is a beast. I've seen her live. She's a year older than my daughter. My daughter plays for FC Dallas 08, and I don't know what all the rest of the letters are, ECNRL. But yeah, so there you go. We got somebody out there listening that knows you're an absolute beast. And that's everything I've heard so far. So
thank you.
Did you have some?
I know I had another question, go ahead.
You got this. You got
okay. So I know obviously Lionel Messi is a great favorite player to have. Did you gravitate towards him at all because perhaps neither one of you are the tallest soccer players in the world?
Yes, sir. That's actually one of my reasonings, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, it gives me more confidence knowing that someone there out there who's, to me, again, best player in the world,
sure,
that he is not the tallest person. It gives me confidence to know I can be at that level and I can play at that level.
Is there a kind of prototypical size, maybe like by position or whatever? And I know obviously you're doing just fine, but like, was there a prototypical size when you were really getting into this? You're like, oh, I wish I was, you know, I don't know, 5'11 or whatever the case is.
Yeah, honestly, I'm 5'3", as I said. But when I was growing up, I was always kind of wanted to be that 5'6", 5'7", maybe. But, you know, I'm kind of happy with my height now. But
like I said, it seems to have worked out for you.
Work with what you got.
Pretty darn right. Well.
The dream goal is, because assists are cool and everything, right? Like assists are fun, but when it goes in the net, it's off your foot. It's a pretty awesome feeling. Like your first goal with Trinity FC, like how did that feel?
Oh, my emotions were through the roof, honestly. I was feeling every emotion possible in that split second. I think it was Allie that I just ran and I jumped onto. I like had no thoughts in my mind. I was like, I'm hoping she's going to catch me. But everything in me was just so excited in that moment.
I don't know if I'm going to be caught here, but all right. So you get the option upper 90 PK or you get a bicycle kick and or a header. Which one would you give? Which one of those you want?
Oh, goodness. I'm gonna go with bicycle kick.
Bicycle kick?
Yeah.
Do you practice that? Is that so? Because it feels like
if you practice that in actual
practice
though,
on some pillows
your coach
or something.
Would tell you to get the hell off the field.
Yes. I used to practice it when I was younger until my back started bruising and I kind of had to stop after that. But I'd probably say I'd probably have to practice before I did it in the game.
Could be natural reactions.
See, Cora, she's young and she's got back problems. Yeah. So it's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, the spring season starts for y'all on Saturday, 5:30 at the Cotton Bowl. Yes, and I was kind of curious because you've talked about, you know, like your heroes or bigger dreams. How cool is it to play in a stadium where they had World Cup games? Like, I know it was back in 94 and the World Cup's coming back here in 26, but how cool is that to be like, hey, they played World Cup matches here?
No, it's honestly, it's amazing. It's just like an honor to just be able to walk out into that field knowing who's played there and what's happened there and getting to play there yourself. It's really just an honor.
Have you taken the time to enjoy any of this? Or is it like, hey, the schedule's really busy. I have school. I have to get back to practice. Like, I'm always curious when people are doing this at such a high level, if you take the time to be like, wow, like, this is really cool.
Yeah. At the very start, I will say I definitely did not. I was like, okay, I've got a schedule. I've got to stick to it. Got to be early, all these things. But maybe halfway in, I finally was like, okay, I really need to like let this settle in and like enjoy it for a little bit and just honestly just look around and look at the players around me. So I finally did end up doing that. And now we're kind of back to the mix of enjoying it and keeping to the schedule.
Yeah.
We get more and more. I always judge interviews based on how many texts we get. And like,
how's she doing
right now? She's doing fantastic.
Okay.
She has a great dribble off the ball. Keep up your success from the 214. Kid can ball. Are you staying stateside or going abroad in the future?
Oh, that's a great question. Honestly, I'd love to do both. Uh-huh. I've always thought about going overseas, Europe, all those things.
And we got family here too.
Yes, we do.
Is Dad okay with that? He's okay with that. So there we go.
He said, "The hell you are." That's what I just heard.
But that is part of the, like, you got to. It can take you in a lot of different directions.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Just kind of going with the flow, honestly.
You get over it.
My kids don't even call me sir unless they're
nice
in trouble. You know?
And respectful.
It's the Southern in me.
Yeah, absolutely. And somehow you find that embarrassing.
Well, it's just, again, I gotta fix my kids.
Okay, all right. Your kid. Yeah, well, the middle
struggle.
Kid is not respectful.
He's
the rest
difficult.
Of them are delightful.
He might be a leader of the country one day, but he is
absolutely
difficult.
Absolutely, I can see that. All right, so what would you, and this is kind of like, because we've had some Dallas Trinity players on before. This is kind of my question. You can get tickets at DallasTrinityFC.com. Get the spring schedule started again on Saturday. What's your pitch to people? Like, maybe they are normally into soccer, or they've never seen your team, or maybe they've never even heard of your club. Like, why would you encourage them to go check the game out?
I would encourage them, honestly, because of just the players. All the players themselves, just what they've been through, their experiences. They've been playing pro for 10 plus years, or maybe it's their first year at pro. But I think, like, I would encourage them just to come out and just watch the players. Each and every one of them is like so unique, the way they play. And even just in the game, you can see their personalities. I think when we had a goal one time and one of our players just like starts dancing all by herself, and just so the personalities on the field are just so funny. So I would just encourage people to come watch just because of the team.
One of the things we love about spring training is access.
Yeah.
When it comes to post game, are there lots of autographs? And have you been practicing the autograph?
I have been practicing mine,
awesome.
Even at home.
How does it look?
We're getting there.
Okay, all right. Still got some work. There's lots of different letters to work
with.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee you, Corey's about to make you sign your name a bunch of times.
Oh, goodness.
So just sign your name and write sir at the bottom. I think that would be amazing. All right. DallasTrinityFC.com. If you want to get tickets, spring season gets started again Saturday, 5:30 p.m. at the Cotton Bowl. Sealy, thank you so much for jumping on with us.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.